Just a couple of verses. If you turn to 1 John chapter 3. And reading the last verse and into the beginning of chapter 4. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 24. Only a couple of verses, but they are loaded with content. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. I'll leave it there. So John is addressing a church, we don't know which one. And the church is being infiltrated, like so many of the New Testament churches, by false teachers and false teaching. And yet John is writing to a genuinely saved and born again congregation, urging them to reject the false teaching, but also the ungodly lifestyle which the false teaching is brewing up. One of the hallmarks, of course, of being a real believer is that you love your brother. Now, it is, in fact, something of a miracle to love another human being, not in the kind of soppy, romantic way on this day of all days of the year, like to dwell upon. But the genuine love, we are born naturally selfish. So to love another human being, genuinely love them as God loves us, is in fact remarkable. Jesus, of course, says, love your neighbour as yourself. Not just a parent or a child. In fact, he also said, love your enemies. Of course, when there is a work of grace in the heart, that miracle of being able to love other people is achieved. He says now, he who keeps his commandments abides in him. In other words, if you really are a Christian, you will obey him. If you love him, you will keep his commandments. Not your own commandments, not your own desires and wishes, but you'll actually keep his commandments. And that is evidence that he is in you, but also that you are in him. And so a wonderful picture there, that Christ is in me. And I think he talks about, you know, he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. As a believer, the Holy Spirit of God comes to dwell in you. That's why you're a temple of the Holy Spirit, not because you're attractive or you're physically fit, but because the very Spirit of God comes to dwell in you, and that is all believers, not just those who've had a particular experience. But, of course, the Holy Spirit within the believer causes him or her to want to obey Christ. The Spirit is not there to make you feel good about yourself.
That's right.
He's not there to give you a nice, warm kind of feeling on a Sunday and you go away feeling. It's not about feelings, it's about keeping his commandments.
Yeah.
And when you're a genuine Christian and the Holy Spirit is working in your life, you want to live a life which is pleasing to him, not pleasing to self and not pleasing to the world. So one of the hallmarks of being a real believer, the Spirit is in you. Christ is therefore abiding in you, but you are also abiding in him. You are found in Christ. Your identity is found in Christ. I once saw a gravestone. One of my hobbies is looking around graveyards. I may not be alone in that particular pastime. But I saw one probably a while ago at, might even be Paley Bridge. And it had a name, John Smith. Then it said, wheelwright. In other words, that's what he did for a living. That is how he wanted to be remembered forever by, you know, by anybody who happened into that churchyard. And, you know, probably quite a good job. He made a decent living. He could afford a tombstone after all. But is that really all he could be known for?
Mm-hmm.
You see, your identity is to be in Christ. You are hid in Christ. That is the chief characteristic of you. Now, before we all get, you know, kind of carried away with the sentiment there, he then begins the next chapter, and the chapter and verse divisions are not there in the original. They've been imposed later on, quite helpfully. But it says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit. No. But test them, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world." Now, the next time I speak on this passage, we'll look at verse 2. But there's clearly a contrast here between the Spirit, whom we would normally call the Holy Spirit, and the other spirits, which need to be tested. Now, is it referring to an actual spiritual being, which I would propose was effectively an angel, but a fallen one? And there's an interesting Bible study crying out to be done of when actually, you know, evil spirits speak to people, both in the Old Testament and in the New. And there's some very interesting passages in the Old where God actually permits it and allows it. But evidently, this congregation, there are people coming with messages or with doctrines or with teachings, and they're claiming to come from God. But John is saying, but they're not from God. But they said they were, but these spirits are lying, and they're deceitful. Now, if the Holy Spirit in us encourages us, enables us to keep his commandments and keep abiding in him, presumably these false spirits do not. I know of, got to be very careful with some of my illustrations in case you can trace them, but I know of a pastor, and the Holy Spirit told him to leave his wife and find this other woman. I can tell you now, it wasn't the Holy Spirit. Now, it might have been his own spirit, or it might have been a spirit which needed testing. Always beware when there's something you want, then you get a message, allegedly from God. That says, yeah, you're right. Go and go for it. Get it. It's yours. It's not. Many false prophets have gone out into the world, and presumably they are assailing this particular church here. So, number one, we don't believe everything we hear. We don't believe every feeling we feel. But we obey him. We abide in him. We keep on being in him just as he keeps on being in us. And he has given us the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who does not flatter you and tell you what you want to hear. But actually, he's about the business of sanctification. He's making you holy. He's making you more like Jesus, and that is what the Holy Spirit will always do to the believer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And an evil spirit will never do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.